Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah. That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ho, ho, ho!
Let's give it up for Jaime Hefner.
These are my fancy pajamas.
Really?
Raise this mic here. Who was here previously? Like, this is real silk from Timu.
Timu silk. You know that's right.
It's filk.
It's that, what?
That filk.
Filk.
What a beautiful, beautiful morning it is as I sit across from a shirtless. Where are your pajama top? It's too hot or something like that?
Yeah, just in case.
Okay, so. If you're watching us on Twitch, no, you are not front row to a gun show. Leroy is wearing Christmas pajamas, and he just has the top tied around his waist. Jay Fig is not just wearing a navy blue shirt. She has her Christmas pajamas and chucks on, and Vlad doesn't sleep. So
Nobody told me.
Nobody told Vlad.
Nobody let Vlad know, which is unfair because I am on this show once a month, and Leroy was kind enough to text out.
Leroy did not text out.
And said,
Leroy
hey, buddy,
did not text out.
I love you.
Leroy did not text out.
That's how he started the text. I love you. Why don't you wear some pajamas today?
But, and I want to say, I ain't going to mention no names, but the president of the Let's Wear Pajamas to Work Club didn't wear pajamas.
Bailed.
And we're going to have some words.
Who is it?
With Lupe.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That woman.
Yep. And I said to her, when I see J-Fig, she better have some jammies on.
Listen, I told you I was going to keep my promise.
But I knew something was... I had questions when you two brought that up for this reason. I'm thinking, are they going to buy pajamas? Because I'm willing to guess the pajamas that they actually have are not fit for work.
No.
Right. So, like, I'm like, even my daughter laughed at me. What are you doing?
Yeah, you look ridiculous. You look amazing. Excuse me.
No, absolutely ridiculous.
Says the man with shades and lights around his neck.
Seriously, and a Santa hat. I need to see your eyeballs, not your shades. I don't like that.
It's a lot of.
And what's up with that hair, dude?
This is pretty. Okay, hold on.
Look, waved up and everything.
Let me do this real quick.
No, you can't.
I look like a young Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
You look like Squilliam.
You look like.
Someone says that I look.
You look like a fat frog.
Ribbit.
I will say there's one. Yeah, this is probably the most offensive one. Someone said I look like the Pringles guy.
Oh no.
Senor Pringles.
Senor Prento. Singing Senor Pringles.
But look, the last time I got on here, Leroy was like, "You're bald." And I was so offended. I said, "I am no longer cutting my hair then." How about that? And now, thank you, Leroy, because you've created this handsome masterpiece that is in front of you today. Mm. It is obviously a Frog Boy Tuesday, as you can tell by now, because Tobin, what is he doing now? What is this? What is he hosting?
He's
something?
He's probably still in the line at Sawgrass from yesterday.
Oh my goodness. This dude, like, look, I know we do things at the last minute.
Yeah. Wait, he asked
but he played, he is playing with fire. You going to go up to the mall?
That's crazy.
On, well, it's not too bad because he going to get there. People still worked on yesterday and today.
Yeah.
No school, so you might have a bunch of kids at the mall. But it won't get crowded till today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Those are the days I get. Because yesterday, man. I didn't go in any stores, but traffic was crazy.
I don't even, look, I don't even, I try not to go to the mall at all.
That's probably best.
Because as long as the internet is around, I can get people exactly what they want. I can check to make sure they like it and go from there. Right? You don't need a regift. You don't need to bring it back.
So you don't like the element of surprise?
No, I surprise them. Mm. You know, I get an idea with some basic questions over the previous month. See, I ask long before.
So they forgot.
Correct. Correct. So I know what everybody wants.
Yeah.
And then I just act like I don't, and then I ask, you know, I ask my wife, hey, what do you want for Christmas? But I already got her something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to throw a little mystery in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a veteran move right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if she says something different than what you've already purchased?
Tough. Too late.
Okay. Like, all right. Like, so, you're still the question.
But no, you got to know your wife. I know my wife.
For sure.
I don't know. You can, like, why? Can I?
You ever got hit with that? Oh, don't get me nothing.
Can I ask women a question in general? Okay. Why do you get mad when men don't know, but you don't want to tell them?
Hmm.
So that they know.
Fig, an answer?
I don't get mad because I tell people not to get me anything.
It's easy. I'll tell you why.
Oh, what?
All right.
Ever since they were a child. They believed in fairy tales and princesses and all that stuff. So, and therefore, in their mind, they're supposed to think a man's supposed to know what they want. If you've not been following me, have you not seen it? I've been giving
That's
you.
That's why I ask. Mm. Dude, right. I'm a man. I'm dumb. I need to know so that you can be happy with exactly what you wanted. Because, let's just say, my gift, if I were to get my wife a gift, might be different than what she's expecting. But, you know, that's why I have
Someone said you look like a background dancer for Cisco.
Too big. I'm too, I'd be a thick-ass background dancer. Huh?
All right. I see it. What?
I can see the Terry Crews in you.
I'm gonna start popping my nipples.
Let's get to some headlines real quick. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I got some headlines, whatever. But today, games.
Of course.
Games. I got new games.
We are in the holiday spirit.
Come on. You guys are familiar with the X Games, right?
Yes.
Today is the Xmas games. We will play so many games.
You kind of look like him.
Who's that, Monte Teo?
Yeah, except thicker.
I got better hair, though.
You look like Monte, what's his name? Monte Teo. I just remember him from.
Yeah, Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. If he started playing D-line.
All right. So it was a compliment about 4.5 seconds ago.
He basically said you can play in the NFL.
That's what I heard. That's exactly what I heard. And then a position change happened, and now I'm sad again. Today we have locked in for you. Wow, just so many things. Let's start off with the basic, right? Sports trivia. That is something that we do a lot. You get it, very basic, but always fun. We have a favorite returning, Christmas Family Feud. And we have an odd number of players here, so each one of you will be participating against each other twice to determine who is the victor.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Mm. Listen, let me tell you something.
We got some good stuff this year.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm the best at this game.
I believe it.
Playing songs backwards, not so much.
Look, we abandoned that for a different kind of game. I'm not sure if you've seen this viral game that's going on. The rhyme game,
yes,
in which you're supposed to say these rhymes on beat, so it matches rhythm and rhyming. But you don't have to, you know, rhyme anything. You're just reading the words. Leroy, I am dying to see you play this game. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Why? Because you just it's gonna be an epic failure.
Hey, man, it's like you anticipated me watch a run a 40-yard dash. You were just like, ooh, just foaming at the mouth, ready to see how I am gonna stumble on this, but. I'm going to give you the opportunity to practice because I don't want to set you up for failure. And all of us will have an opportunity to do it, so no one's necessarily singled out. Mm-hmm. But I say all that to say we got a lot of games today. It's going to be a fun show. We do got some headlines. We do got some games to preview. But, you know, come on, baby. It's the last show until you're not here on the 26th, correct?
No.
So, look, this is the last of Leroy you're getting until after Christmas. Let's just, you know, have a little fun
Wait,
today,
you off tomorrow?
Baby. Yeah, okay, so there were some mistakes that were made with that because I don't know if you know this about my people, but we don't work on Christmas Eve. We got some stuff going on. Hell, I would rather work on Christmas than I would on Christmas Eve. So,
wait,
yeah.
Right, because of Noche Buena?
Of course.
Of course.
Got to prep for that. You wait, know, I'm so not
you, what are you prepping? Your wait, prep is showing about, up at somebody's house with a plate.
Drinking at
noon. And mayonnaise from Walgreens.
So Noche Buena is like for prepping for like a Thanksgiving meal? You need whole day?
The whole day. And this lasts until midnight minimum because that's when you open up your gift. But, you know, you got a party going on. You got to clean the house, last minute errands. You got to cook some food. Or like me, you got to start drinking early.
Oh, boy.
Don't judge me.
Who?
He's not going to say 12 o'clock.
You know what I'm not a fan of during the holidays?
What's that?
Eggnog.
Yeah, no, I mean.
It could kick rocks. I tried eggnog one time, and I had the eggnog taste in my mouth for like 2 days. I couldn't get it. That was it. Done. And they say, no, you got to put rum in it. I don't want to drink milk. Like it just seems like it's an accident or me getting sick waiting to happen.
It is the type of activities that go on a Noche Buena. So, yeah, tomorrow.
So, we're off tomorrow.
So, look, I'm going to create a best of Vlad. I know you were scheduled. Anybody who is scheduled, Leroy, not you. If you guys want hours, you can throw to these best of segments, but your boy won't be here.
I love how you're coordinating this on air.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to know what happens behind the scenes on radio, there you go. Apply. Write a ticket.
You know what I would like to for the holidays?
What
I would
that?
Like for you to explain
yes.
why, you know, you haven't been around so that people could stop texting
oh my God,
and tweeting.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yo, that issue's annoying, bro.
That's good. And I will explain.
After this break.
When we come back.
Okay, Tobin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It's your boy Jaime Hefner in the building. I like that. If you do like my outfit, you'll have an opportunity to see it tonight at the Miami Improv. I will be hosting the Noche Mala Game Show. That is just a full day of games.
Noche Mala?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've heard of Noche Buena.
Uh-huh.
Your boy invented Noche Mala.
What does that mean?
Get stabbed and dirty. Yeah.
Bad night?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it translates
to. It just doesn't really smack the same.
It just means bad night?
Wait.
Say it that way. Yeah.
Why are you telling him about translations? You don't speak Spanish.
Jay Fake told me.
Well, you need a translation yourself. Yeah.
No, I have those new Meta glasses that translate in person, so I'm totally fine.
I know you.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
and those look—they may look like Meta, but they ain't Meta.
These are Feta.
What is wrong with you?
All right, let's very quickly get into 15 minutes of heat, brought to you by your
man.
I go
home. There's football.
Yeah,
I have totally this time of year. Am I the only one that just totally loses track of heat games?
Oh, no. And especially when you're on a 5-game losing streak.
I mean, you have to do some of the games.
No, I don't do heat games.
You don't do heat games?
No, no, no. I tell them they only give Vlad one heat game.
By the way, I'll be producing all the heat
games. But isn't that crazy? Like, this time of year, every year.
I think what happened, Leroy, is because of the NBA Cup. The NBA Cup, that whole
season. Oh, that's true.
For
that's
the two
true.
Weeks. Because you're so used to having a game every other day.
And then when you miss.
Right. You go 4 days without a game. You're like.
And it's right when bowl season picks up. So you just lose.
And the last 3 weeks of the NFL season. Yeah. So you start.
I got you.
I don't want to say you don't focus. Like,
I just wonder. I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That just totally loses track. Because I remember the when they played the Knicks. I was watching football, and I was like, is this a replay? Oh, no, they playing the Knicks. I'm like, it just totally just whiffed. And I watched, I mean, football was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's been the craziest season.
You know what? I think it's been crazy, and here's the biggest problem that I won't say fans, but I don't get caught in it as much, but here's what happens. You see other teams turn it around, and you just think that you could do that too without fully understanding the other team's path. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, when you look at some of these teams that have turned it around, you look at Jacksonville. First of all, everybody thought that Trevor Lawrence was done. Okay?
Yeah,
and the coach didn't do him no favor when he first came in. So they were dismissed. Yeah. But they had some good players.
They got talent.
Right? When you look at what New England did.
That was
shocking. Because they really did like Drake May from the get-go. And then, you know, they made a couple of moves. But they were always decent up front. So they had a starting point. If I had to look at the Dolphins right now, regardless of what you think about Tua, regardless of what you think about Mike McDaniel, regardless of what you think about the owner, regardless of who you think the GM or the player personnel guy is going to be, okay, what's the starting point? What's the build point? We can build here. So when you look at Detroit, he came in, I'm going to build a front line. We're going to go heavy front line or whatever. They got a running back. They basically traded, you know, and got a quarterback.
Yeah.
And so that process started. We know what the start point was because he said, this is where we're starting. So I'm just wondering, when you look at the Dolphins, what's the start point? What's because I believe right now, to be honest with you, I think if I had to look forward to something in the future, your D-line is pretty young. You have some young guys who kind of grew as the year went on. The offensive line, and regardless of who's been playing, the fact that they've played together all year, they've progressively gotten better.
Aaron Brewer just had a great season.
Right, right. Like, so while we say we have a starting point and we have some talent on offense and defense line. That's a good start point.
Yeah.
Now, you got skill positions. You look at, you know, can Waddle be a number one? What's Tyreek going to be? Is he going to be back? Now you got the quarterback position. So, like, that's it. It seems like all these other teams
went. Don't forget my boy H-Man.
Huh?
Don't forget my boy
H-Man. Oh, no, he's in. I think the running back room is fine. They have depth. They have guys who are talented enough to play. But they haven't gotten any playing time. So that means you have depth there.
I want you to know you turned this 15 minutes of heat to 15 minutes of game day uncensored.
I was a little confused.
Yeah, I was just shocked. Yeah.
I mean, hey, it just kind of went there.
We checked no, one sponsor
off. It just kind of went there because right there. Right this there. Time of year, that, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It all started with this time of year and with that week off, we kind of lost them.
No, we still could have kept them. Yeah.
Okay.
All well, right. If you are interested in the Heat, Miami Heat take on the Raptors tonight.
Who's going to be there?
People
going to be Christmas shopping. Certainly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sure these tickets are, what's the opposite of flying off the shelves? Remaining there at the very least because.
BOGO?
Absolutely. They're begging you to take these tickets.
Yeah.
You can catch the game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Coverage begins with preheat at 6:15 p.m. with Alejandro Solana. Last Monday, the Miami Heat lost to the Raptors. They've lost five in a row. And I know what Leroy is mentioning with all these gaps. And then they're playing the same teams over and over. So it's like, am I watching a replay? I don't know what the hell is going on.
Well, the NBA Cup is over.
Yes. So hopefully we can get things back into motion. Tyler Hero is going to be out again tonight. His toe. Pella Larsson also out. Niko Jovic also out. And as of right now, RJ Barrett and Jacob Poyatil. How do you say this guy's name?
Portal.
Jakob Portal. Jakob.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right. Right.
Jakob. Right. Portal. Portal. Yeah.
Portal. Sound like yeah. Portal, but it's Portal.
Heard. Well, he's out.
By the way.
Yes.
To give a shout out to our boy Tobin.
Oh.
You know what this is, right?
What is today?
This is the two staunch members of Playinville.
Oh yeah.
They are chartered members.
Yes. Charter members.
Chartered members of Playinville.
Yeah.
He has a whole sound about Playinville.
What is it? It's Toronto, the Bulls, Atlanta, and the Heat.
And the Heat. It's sometimes Orlando.
Yeah.
Or Indiana. They're making their way.
Well, not lately. Orlando was at four or five seed last year.
Yeah, guess what? They lost last night. The Warriors.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't. We briefly talked about how crazy the NFL season has been. I haven't really been paying attention to the NBA season. I know the teams that are supposed to be good are still good. The Thunder, for example. But I feel like there's been a lot of change in the Eastern Conference in regards to, like, I look at it one day and I'm like, oh, we're third, and then I look at it the next day and we're four games.
Oh no, behind. No. There's this last 2 weeks. You ain't been looking in there with third.
Two teams are separating themselves from the rest of the pack in the East.
Right.
And then everybody's basically playing for three to eight.
I got faith. Again, you can catch the Miami Heat tonight right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. When we come back, we are going to celebrate day to day. Find out which holidays we're supposed to be celebrating for today, what national days are going on, and as well as celebrity birthdays. Let's see if you know these celebrities. And then we're going to come back with a lot more games after that. So stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show right here on 104.3 WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
No, you're not slick, J Fake. You're not slick.
Super slick.
She was there the whole time.
No, you're not.
There the whole time.
Yep. No, you're not.
Hit her with it.
You cannot hit me with it. I was hit with it.
No,
you're not.
No, you're not.
Minus one.
You guys are having way too much liberties. I want to give you a minus one. Liberties. For
liberties.
Liberties.
All of you guys are
you familiar with the word liberty means?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an insurance.
You, yeah, you utilize you, it all
like,
the time.
You
like,
what? Wear yes. your pajamas.
If. I mean, you can lend him one of your legs.
Point for Lee.
What? Why you give me the look?
I know you're just mad.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What, you feel like a lonely job?
Yeah. No, I'm like, yeah. They
I don't
set me up.
Why he's mad. We're literally wearing the same thing.
That's why he's mad. Actually.
Yeah. Yes.
That happens to be why he's upset.
You
expected a little bit more.
You're like,
Leroy, what did you expect me to wear today?
Yeah. No. That's mm-hmm. not the point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
that's
this.
Not the point.
Maybe expect yeah, like this.
Not that's not the point. Like, who were the cheerleaders behind this whole?
I wasn't
bit?
The main cheerleader here. I just
she didn't even wear pajamas.
I already kicked her butt before this segment.
No, she said, "Cause my pajamas are not work appropriate." Yes.
Leroy, this is
then why
a job,
I make that?
Okay? I take this very seriously.
But then
oh,
she,
yeah, you do.
Then
yeah.
why suggest that, though, is my question. Then
it
why
wasn't
be the,
me. No, not it you. Wasn't my idea.
No, not you. It was her. Right?
Yeah.
Then why did she suggest it?
I never come to work in pajamas, so that's very very out of brand for me.
Right.
Well.
Wow. They even know. They know Lupe without knowing Lupe. Lupe more interested in nose hairs. That's no. true. She does do drive-bys.
Is that her thing?
No. She just walks by me and goes, hey, you might ought to pay a little bit of attention. Wow. You got a couple of hairs. You
wow.
know. Or she'll do a drop and she goes, come here.
She doesn't pull it, does she?
No, but you know who pulls it?
Who?
Me. You. I just pull him out.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He do you
she goes,
right in front
she goes,
of us.
Ooh. Yeah. She goes, ooh, J-Fig, get my scissors.
Wow.
I'm going in.
You don't tear up a little?
Okay, like you no. see, you're, hey. There you go. I got the liberties. I'm the one that took the scissors.
Hey. Oh. You want to get out of that?
What?
What's
just,
that?
Just say, let's take a picture.
Oh, yeah. She's gone. That's
she's
all you
she's gone.
Got.
Yeah, she's gone. She's not. She's not.
So sorry.
I'm positive yeah. she's murdered someone. Because there's
she's
no
in witness she's in her own personal witness protection.
There
she's
is,
in
Witsec.
She's in
Witsec.
Yeah.
She there's no one who wants less of a digital footprint
than Lupe.
Than Lupe.
But has pictures all over her desk.
That's the irony.
Which is crazy. Right.
Last
pictures
week,
all over her desk.
During the Christmas party. It's time for the group picture, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she hid behind Vlad.
Yo,
how she have,
do I look like I'm the biggest fella in the world?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding behind me?
She does have strange. A melon on her, too. Whew. So it would be kind of hard to hide behind Vlad.
I say that now.
Huh?
I say all of that.
No.
That's it. At this point, we have to bring her on. At this
you
point.
Know,
oh, no.
She
she's not going to come on.
No, no, we do an interview with her, but like the whole screen is just
black.
Dark.
Yeah, like yeah. like when she's in like yeah, she's
anonymous.
In a dark room.
She's going to be called Anonymous.
Anonymous.
You know what, though? I bet even if there's still going to be people on the chat like, yo, where's Lupe at? How,
yeah.
How come Lupe is not here today?
Dude, we got to mess with her voice.
Dude.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, people hit me. I'm like, where's Brittany?
Yeah, I know, bro. I mean, like, look, we're chopped liver over here.
She can't go on vacation?
And just to give you guys information as to why I haven't been on for the past couple months, I'm pregnant. Okay. No, just chilling, guys. Just hanging out. I'm still around.
I want you to clip that, too, though.
I'm pregnant. That explains a lot.
What else is it, right? What else does it explain?
You opened the door for it.
My cravings?
That's yeah. why he's wearing such wide save. Clothes, man.
Save. Somebody say redact Lupe. She's redacted from all photographs.
Today is a beautiful December 23rd. We got some celeb birthdays.
Even though it's like gloomy
yeah,
for the first day in a long time,
yeah, what the
right?
What is that? That
I
is
like
weird.
It.
What do you mean you like it?
I don't like it.
This is football weather.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Wow. Finn Wolfhard.
Who?
Celebrating his 23rd birthday. You guys
and
don't
why
know.
Is he a wolf and why is he what?
Is he Finn? Is that what you just said?
He's a Finn.
F-I-N-N Wolfhard.
F-I-N, usually people's P-H-I-N, right? No, no, but no, it's no, F-I-N. Yeah,
oh, is this the guy from Stranger Things?
That is indeed the guy from Stranger Things. I don't, what character is he? He's not Will. He's Mike. He's Mike.
Is that is the final season all played, or do you have to, like,
so the first,
are they dragging it out? The first four came out.
They're totally dragging it out. But the first four episodes come out Christmas Day, the other, like, four episodes or something like that come out. And then again, like, New Year's Day.
So I haven't seen not one episode of Stranger Things.
It's going to be good to catch up on. Whenever you do that.
On season two, episode one.
Right. So,
and I was still in college. So,
this is strange. You guys
so why don't you just catch? You can see, that's the thing. Like, you guys know COVID got me.
Yeah.
Because I watched all of Game of Thrones in like 2 weeks, all seasons.
Lucky you, to be honest. You got all the good stuff and didn't have to wait 5 or 10 years to be disappointed.
But then I had to wait for the last season.
And oh, that's right. That's
that,
when we caught up.
That really sucked because I was in because, you know, when the season ends, you're like, you can just roll on to the next one. I'm like, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, this one, if you have if you just wait till like middle of January, you can do that same thing again and you don't have to wait. And it's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good. You know, I'm not the guy who usually is with hype. I never saw Breaking Bad. I didn't see like Mad Men or whatever show people are constantly trying to advertise. Never seen
the zombie one.
Walking Dead?
That one.
No, I totally watched that one. Mm. I was locked in.
You would.
It was not great at certain points, but it was amazing at certain points also. Another birthday we'll be celebrating today. Let's see here. Eddie Vedder. 61 years old.
Is that Creed or the other one? That sounds just like Creed.
The other band that sounds like?
The other band.
I'm not sure. Eddie Pearl Vedder, Jam? Though. Is
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. That's what I said.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
They do sound like Creed, if I had to.
They all sound the same.
Yeah, I'd put them in the same box right there for sure. Turned 61 years old. Did not see that one coming for some reason. Do you know, probably going to say this wrong, Arcángel?
Who?
Wait, that sounds familiar. Wait, yes. Spell it.
Arcángel.
Yeah, double A. I know him. What's up?
Double A.
Ann Arbor.
I've definitely heard of him.
40 years old today.
Oh, happy 40 to double A.
What is he? What did he do?
His spouse's reggaeton. Last name is Figueroa.
His what?
So he's
his
trying to say y'all related?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think J Fig's trying to say they're related somehow.
I guess so.
Maybe.
Let's see. Kirby
She's
Smart.
She's related to all, almost everybody on the southern border.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm
going to Texas. So cousins. Like, you always say, I'm going to see some cousins.
Yeah, you do have a lot of cousins.
I literally got asked earlier, are you from Texas?
Kirby Smart turns 50 today.
Wow.
I thought he was older.
Damn, he's only 50?
That's what I just said. Yeah. Right.
College football.
He's been around forever.
Damn, college football really stresses.
He looks,
he looks 65.
Withered.
Withered and weathered.
Man.
God bless him. This is posthumously, right?
Posthumously.
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 Do you know what that means, Marcos?
That means he's dead.
They're dead. They're madam C.J. Walker.
Who?
Madam C.J. Walker,
she
dog.
She was a madam?
I don't know. They gave she was an entrepreneur. Or maybe she was like before. I don't know. She was a millionaire. That's what she was.
I mean, that's what madams are if they're running a successful brothel.
Hey, listen, whatever she did, which I think she did some very important things for the black community.
Okay.
She was a millionaire. Jim Harbaugh. How about that? How old do you think Jim is?
He is 61.
Wow.
He was.
62?
Today he's 62.
Which is crazy. Keep in mind, like, I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Oh.
So that's why I tried to figure out. But I probably went in a little bit younger.
Yeah. So is he? How old is he?
62.
And you're 58, Libra?
57.
Oh, 57.
Man. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a long time apart.
Jim Harbaugh was a fifth-year senior?
No.
Damn.
He was. I don't think he was.
Oh. You think he might got left back?
No, I think he just left after 4 years. No, I think, I don't know if he went. Like, it was so much different then. When you left early, it was something special. Then it became the norm. Hmm. I said, when I got to Michigan, I'm going 4 years.
I don't know if you guys know this person. For some reason in pop culture, I remember him.
I feel like you're going to say what I know you're going to say.
Naked Cowboy.
Yeah.
What about the Naked Cowboy?
His birthday today.
His birthday's today.
Is it like, is he
so
bad?
He's already in his suit then?
He must be.
I mean, he's a naked cowboy. Right. He's already in his birthday suit.
55 years old. I think he should put some clothes on at this point. He,
what's his name?
Is he still there?
John Burke. Is he still in Times Square?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's a little cold.
I think it's a little cold. A little cold. To be
not
naked.
Not for him. I don't think he cares.
Yeah. No, probably not for him, huh?
He definitely going to need chestnuts roasting on an open fire if he's there in
the
cold.
Hey, he's from Ohio.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. He's used to it.
So is Halle Berry.
Random, okay. But hey, I like it. But I like it. Always, always got room for a Halle Berry mention.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What about day to day? We know the holidays that are upon us. How about this holiday that I don't think is real, but each year on December 23rd, Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus,
you know where that's from, right?
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But I don't know the story. Like, what is this? He,
George's dad.
Yeah. He tried to make it a thing. They sit around a table and air your grievances.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't give gifts. You just like talk around the table.
Can we do that today?
Yeah. Okay. But just imagine old Stiller.
Yeah.
And
Jerry Stiller
and George and his whole, in that show, his mom, his dad, and him, they were all yellers.
Yeah.
And that's all they did.
We traded Jay Buhner for Ken Phelps.
Just all, they always yell.
Aren't all New Yorkers like that? Sorry, Vlad.
What?
Yo.
Just whiners and yellers.
We don't whine.
All right. Yellers.
Yellers, yes. But, okay. I mean, dude, you got to talk through the traffic.
But then the funny thing about it is that in. I'm from a place, too, Vlad, that people yell and get animated. And nobody thinks they're mad. You go other places, and they're like, "Calm down, calm down." I'm like, "I'm calm."
I can't spell that name.
Me and my mother had an argument.
Ooh.
Well, not even an argument. I can't say it was an argument. But I could tell from the outside looking in, you would have thought it was an argument. And this is when you know that you're family. When somebody goes, guys. And then you both look at the person and start snapping the person. We're like, we're not arguing. This is how we communicate. Whoa. Yo, why don't you mind your business?
Me and my boys.
That's so good.
Me and talk to me like that.
Me and my boys did that. We was on the golf course.
Yeah.
It was me, Keith Byers, and the doc.
Oh.
And we was on the golf course, and we was yelling at each other about a ruling on the golf course. And somebody came over and said, y'all all right? Man, get away from here. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business.
What do you expect?
But you know what, though? It's not their fault. They were minding their business. We made our business loud in public.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, get out of here. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah,
the dynamic.
We good.
You don't know the dynamic.
We good.
Come on, get out of here.
Yep.
This is one that is, I guess, because everyone has their families together, it's probably a good day to, you know, ask.
Man,
grandma,
I miss my
grandpa.
Family. I haven't had family.
In a
like
long time?
My family. Yeah, because Katrina, like, my whole family used to live within like 2 miles of each other.
Yeah.
And then with Katrina, now I got some living in Denton, Texas, which is near Dallas.
Damn.
Missouri City, which is like on the
go to Texas
almost on the Gulf. Mm. I got people living on different parts of in Georgia, and like so everybody's all over
spread
the place.
Out,
right.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. It is a National Roots Day. Maybe you can call them and not
Roots.
The
which
movie.
Roots?
Not the movie.
Not the movie.
Not the movie. No, and not the group either. Literally just following your roots.
Oh, so not Kunta Kinte?
No, not Kunta, not Black Thought.
Not Chicken right. George.
Not Questlove.
Yeah. Each year during the holidays, at this time, it is encouraged to delve into your family history, heritage, and ancestry.
No Roselle.
And, no Roselle this time. And create a family tree of some sort. Find out your roots. I tell you what, I will never do one of those 23andMe's, though.
You know, I'm
why, are you scared you're going to come back pork chop?
That hurts.
He's saying 42% frog, 12% pork chop.
Amphibian. 42%
amphibian. So, you know what's funny?
Yes.
Think about this. So, you know how people do all that stuff right there?
Yeah.
I actually got to, like, my great grandmother died when I was 13. So she was born in the 1800s.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
So when we would have, like, her and my grandmother would tell me stories about just how it was. So I never needed 23andMe.
Yeah.
Because they would tell me where everybody was from, how they got over here. And they told me to, you know, basically gave me the story of my roots.
That's cool.
And it's pretty weird when you hear it firsthand versus reading it in a book. The stories are a lot different than written in a book. Oh, just let me tell you.
Oh, they'll tell you the story.
Because my grandmother was lighter than you. Mm. And so she would always say, how you think we got this color?
Intangibles. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Cause when you so then Leroy has part intangibles in him.
I knew we were related.
No.
You like, what do you like, 2% intangible?
It's in the hair.
I don't know. I know where my great-great-grandfather was from. He was from Ghana.
Ooh.
My grandmother said he came over here. He escaped, and he came over here, and he got shot like 50 Cent through the
– ooh.
And he said missed everything. Just got him in the jar.
Right there. So he had rapping? Like
– yeah.
Did he rap?
Hmm?
No, right? Didn't rap after that?
Did he?
Rap didn't exist, Vlad. Grow up.
Rap? Well, I mean – no, that was back in the days when they swing low.
That's rapping.
Sweet chariot.
That's rapping to them.
But then they also told me, like, second line, where how the second line started.
Yeah.
Why they used to do, you know, the second line and all, you know, and, you know, when you see in New Orleans, you know, the second line is when you go to the second line when at a funeral. And they used to do it so when they bury somebody and they go back to, you know, on the farm. Mm-hmm. When they were slaves, when they would go back, they would sing and dance on the way back. Mm. And that was the second line.
Ah, I didn't even know.
So it was just, you know, like in the cool thing about my grandmother and my great-grandmother, they always said this. Don't hold what happened to us against your friends or the people coming because they don't know any better. And so
wisdom.
When you think about all the people that come up in the future, say from then to now, it's lack of knowledge that has them acting a certain way towards what happened as far as slavery. She would also say things like, you know what? You know why people don't talk about slavery and what happened here? Because it happened here. We are more understanding about things that happen in other countries because it wasn't us. When you talk about something close to home, you have to take responsibility, and people don't want to do that. They avoid it. So that's why it's treated the way it is.
Taboo.
Right. It's like when you do something wrong, you know, you're like, you admit it without admitting it. Mm-hmm. That, like, that's kind of that thing.
Speaking of taboo, we got some games lined up for today.
All right, but
it's a different kind of taboo for sure.
Yeah, let's get this. We need a break.
That is a perfect time to go ahead and come back with some headlines right here on Tobin and Leroy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.